This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Genesis. So you have some new information on Glenn Youngkin. I want you to repeat it. We just said it on live on the on our regular broadcast. It goes through, you know, BitChute, Brighton, and Gab and so on.
If you were subscribed or watching Josh Bernstein Uncensored, you would have known this information because you probably would have been running it as a promo before you even brought me on. But I will say this. I'm glad that Terry McAuliffe is not the governor of Virginia. He's a Clintonista, he's a lapdog for the Clintons, he's been on also-ran, he's run so many numerous times in Virginia for so many different positions, he's a disaster. Right. However, I am definitely a little worried about Glenn Youngkin, because the Carlyle Group, which is the largest private equity asset firm, management asset financial services firm, that does business globally, in 2011, was bought out, 80% stock of the company was bought out by YF Capital. YF Capital stands for Yongfeng Capital. Yongfeng Capital is owned and operated in part by Jack Ma. Jack Ma from Alibaba, the billionaire Chinese investor, is also a member of the Chinese Communist Party. Now,
wow.
Can you guess? Who was the former co-CEO of the Carlyle Group up until September of 2020?
Youngkin.
That's right. Governor-elect.
Now, let me give you a little background on what I know about Carlyle. Then I want you to add to it. I know that you run all the prisons in America run by Carlyle. George Bush is involved. In other words, he tells me that although he's pro-parent right now, he's also part of the establishment. And this is one of the problems we have with rhino Republicans. They may be on one or two topics on the right side of it. We even know in China they're not going totally along with the globalists. But what's interesting is Russia, I just put up yesterday the statements by Putin that wants people to return to Christianity and the family and so on. But China is telling the globalists, we're going to a three-child family. We're not going to allow the kids to play video games all day long. We're not going to have men being men. We don't accept this idea of alternative sexual orientation of gays and all this other garbage that's going on in the West, the wokeness. So believe it or not, even though it's communist China, you got to believe it, they're actually having a move in the last year against wokeness and also their BS. So although you're, and same thing in Russia. Russia went through this 100 years ago. China is starting to pull back from at least some of the aspects of the things that our country is destroying itself. Believe it or not, even inside China. Now, China knows their customers are us. And Jack Ma and this Alibaba, the reason why he got so rich is billionaires decide to make 80% of the new billionaires Chinese by connecting them to the World Trade Organization that's under Bill Clinton. And the Carlyle Group basically is involved with the world investments in all kinds of corporations, food corporations, prison systems, digital corporations, and everything. It's amazing. Digital commerce. You know, they're part of this four-group thing, this movie over that I placed earlier called Monopoly, of four major financial corporations around the world. It's the temples of Baal, which is the ancient Israeli temples in northern Israel, the temples of Baal that actually run the world. It's the banks. The bankers are the ones that did World War I and II. The bankers are doing all this. It's the same people as the emperors, just like what they call them, almost called pre-King Charles, calling for an army to force this down our throats. The United Nations just called for forced vaccinating all the children in the world. This is not rational. This is devilish. And it's all tied right back to the Carlyle Group, these other corporations like Blackstone and so on. There's four major corporations that invest and control in everything from food, electronics, and every consumer good and clothes you wear and everything. It's disgusting.
So, just so you understand, the so-called conservative Trump-endorsed Republican governor-elect who is talking tough, anti-CRT, you know, low taxes, this and that, ran the largest globalist organization pretty much on the planet. So I wish him luck. I hope he's successful, but I hope that he's successful for Virginia, and I hope he's successful for America and not for China.
Well, I'll tell you what's going to happen. And this is something that people in China and America have to realize. This is why the whole issue of Taiwan is such a tough one. We talked about this the other day. I think if Klaus Schwab has his way, China will be stupid enough to attack Taiwan, and their major cities and their military bases will be hit within 12 minutes of nukes from Japan and their allies there. And China will drop dead pretty damn quickly. But the world economy will crash, and most of the people will starve to death, or the economy will kill most of the people. And then, of course, the lockdowns and the other things that follow with Klaus Schwab is what they want. That's why I believe the real major, what I call world event, that they're just hoping to God that we're stupid enough for us to engage with China. China are not our national enemies, neither is Russia. We buy all our stuff, all the Christmas decorations, all of our things we buy, we put up on our trees and we buy for each other, come from China now. And they buy all, they have all our sports teams, they like our sports teams. The Chinese are not our natural enemies, neither are the Russians. They want to make it look like we're our natural enemies, so they can create this dialectic of chaos so the globalists can create more chaos and more destruction. Right? Now, you got people like Xi, and he wants to retake Taiwan. He can't take Taiwan. Taiwan has anti-nuclear submarine technology and Air Force and everything. If they try to take Taiwan, they will die so quick they won't know they ever existed. Now, the problem is, with Japan and other countries nuking the shit out of China, they'll be see a billion people die there within a matter of 90 days. They'll be eating each other in their pets. In fact, if we just go to war and we stop delivering food from our American farmers and farmers around the world to China because they don't have enough food, they're down to two meals a day now. So, you know, when you look at this United Nations meeting of this globalist, they're begging, oh, please be decided enough to attack Taiwan, because that's the event they want, isn't it? If that event happens, we're all screwed.
Well, look, if they do that, I've said this before, I do not believe this fraudulent administration would back Taiwan.
Of course not. Of course not. But then what will happen is several things happen. In number one, other than that, the plant that was moved to Arizona from Taiwan, no chips for cars, electronic equipment, and all kinds of other things in our communications. So basically everything will go to a stop. Number two, batteries, they want to move to this kind of battery-based automobiles, which is total BS. I mean, automobile cars with good, you know, things that reduce pollution. Carbon dioxide is not a problem. It's all the toxic crap, like, you know, toxic chemicals and heavy metals, for example, are produced in our environment that are the problem. It's certainly not carbon dioxide. These people are not our environmental stundies. They don't understand environmentalism. Okay? And what's going on right now, the globalists are meeting in the United Nations wanting to reduce world carbon output. That's why we have, what's his name, Bill Gates of Hell. He put a device up in, I think, Iceland. It's capturing 6,000 pounds, or I think it is, a day of carbon dioxide in his facility. They want to build more of them. They think they're going to capture all the carbon dioxide, which will mean it's going to be a collapse of the biosphere. They could never do it because there's too much carbon dioxide out there. It's the basis of all life forms. It's stunned. So
they don't care about stuff like that because
they
to the climate summits or anything like that. They laugh at us.
No, they want to kill us, and they want to pretend that they're basically just like, hey, I really need to take this knife under your throat. I'm just going to shave off the extra whiskers. No, they're going to slit our friggin' throat. And people need to wake up and stop bullshitting themselves and thinking, if I just don't complain, everything will be okay. No, finally, when they went after the kids, the mama bears first, especially in these areas in Virginia, when people are waking up, right now, the population's waking up everywhere. They're outlawing these toxic vaccines. They don't have them in Russia or China. You know, they're in Japan. They outlawed them last 2 weeks ago. We realize that only here in North America, they're going to try to force vaccinate kids in San Francisco, the most desiccated city in America. And in New York City, they're trying to force vaccinate kids. And if you send the kids to school, they accept it as a permission to vaccinate your kid. And, if the kid gets heart failure or dies of a vascular event or ends up with neurodegeneration or you know, immune disorders or cancer, who gives a shit? They'll try to hide the data.
That's how you know they want to depopulate. They don't care about the health. It's not about health. It's about control. We've already known that. We've known that for the longest
time. Actually, you got to respell health, you know, like the word health. We call it H-E-A-L-T-H. I call health H-E-L-L-T-H. Do you like that?
I do. Because you know what? You're absolutely correct. Because what they are trying to do right now is put people in hell. No question about it.
Yes, health. H-E-L-L-T-H. We need to make sure your children are vaccinated so they can't have any more children. We make sure they have heart attacks, and we'll tell them, if you're a parent and you send them to school, you gave us permission to kill your child. Tough on you. Ha ha ha. If you put up with this bullshit, you deserve it. And you know, it's the same with Australia years ago. They gave over their guns. We're not going to give her our guns, like Carlton Essen said. You try to take away my gun, I'll give it to you one bullet at a time. Now, I've got lethal and non-lethal weapons, and I'm building much more exotic ones. And I'm going to release the non-lethal ones first, but I've got lethal ones I'm going to release if I have to. They're much more dangerous than any military nurse has ever had before. I'm an extremely inventive guy. You do not want a cross-stricken deagle. Okay? I'm one of the most inventive people in modern history. And let me tell you, I'm pissed. I'm major pissed. And God help you, the devil and your minions, because my anger is much more violent than your crazy rage of evil. How's that?
Amen.
Yeah, I'm a good news to my Israeli friends. Alan Billig, the Korean official surgeon, directed me to Oral Max.
Start aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
People are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Tell us, you had a prediction that about how many seats would be won in the House of Senate for the seat this November is foreshadowing. Now you see this panicked look of this demonic witch, Nancy Pelosi. She's not Pelosi, Pelosi. And AOC, this play toy of Satan, they call AOC, And the other extreme, they're not, we call socialists, they're not interested in social support of people. They're considering, they're wanting to make us dependent and terminated. And if you don't agree with them, you go to a civil detention camp and you either get retrained or executed. That's their plan. That's why they're actually, when you look at the documentary, the three-phase documentary by Tucker Carlson, we are now the enemy of the U.S. government. Joe Biden and the globalists and now various departments of the government and the military are now designating the American citizens that are conservative and want their own rights and autonomy of their body and their children are the enemy. Holy Christ. The enemy is not Al-Qaeda like advertised out of 2001, 20 years ago. The Al-Qaeda, the enemy of the state of America, of the globalists, and our so-called government, is the American citizen that wants their own rights. This is the start of World War III, as far as I'm concerned. This is it.
Well, as I said before, I think the number one threat to the United States is the United States government, the intel community, and then, of course, along with China and the CCP. I think the CCP and China want to dominate America. They want to dominate the world. And they're willing to do whatever they want as far as infectious diseases.
They're just the tentacle of the beast, but the beast is in
the brainchild is in Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C. is the brainchild, and also in Europe, World Weird Economic Forum in the United Nations in Basel, Switzerland. People have to understand what's going on here. We got a small group of families I call Draco Reptilians. People have to know this is a real fact. Evil is exoplanetary and transdimensional. They're not shape-shifting, like David Icke talks about, because he doesn't have the full knowledge on this issue. The real issue is we're dealing with the exact same weapons and same enemies that the ancient people of ancient Israel dealt with when they came into their Holy Land. The same people, the Jebusites, Hivites, and otherites, were all snake people. The same people that the Paddy in Ireland get rid of in order so they wouldn't stop sacrificing children in a wicker man ceremony in the spring to let another world person from the snake people come into this world. People have realized it's the exact same bunch of bastards that were persecuting the human race over thousands of years ago of ancient Israel. The exact same bunch, isn't it?
It's definitely the families that run this world. I mean, the 13 families, we've known about that for the longest time. But what we have to understand is we've got 9 years left to defeat these animals. I mean, you had Agenda 20, right? Agenda 20 was the release of the bioterrorism weapon. Agenda 21 is the lockdowns and the masks and the vaccine mandates to basically insulate what happened for Agenda 20. And then, of course, Agenda 2030 is the end. And we are cognizant of that. We're recognizing that. And we're going to fight like hell to defeat it. And now that we know about it, that's half the battle.
Well, it's good. From what I can see from my contacts with Greg Cotton and my other people I'm going to be having on, April 2024, which is around Passover 24, we're going to have an event that's going to terminate the New World Order. And right now they're panicking because they want to get us killed or sterilized before 2024. By 2030, they want the remaining population to be their total servants and be basically functional cyborgs cybernetically connected to their supernet. I call it the INET. People need to realize this is not a theory. Their whole idea is to turn the rest of the human race into transhumans. Exactly like it says in the Bible, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be with the coming of the Son of Man. It's exactly the same thing. We're dealing with...
People like Alex Jones were laughed at, 10, 15 years ago when he was talking about this stuff, but it's all true. It's come true. We've seen it. We're watching it unfold before our very eyes, and we have to be cognizant of that, and we have to fight back against it.
Here's our plan. Number one, separate your economy. We're working on going to put up Kraken and other exchanges for currency, start bartering, get a local or internal fellowship, get out of the big box churches, get out of the big blue cities, get the hell out of them now before all hell breaks loose. Take your money out of corporations that won't cooperate with proper rights of Americans. Go and find, working with your legislators to make sure we get proper state legislators out. Work on filing lawsuits against George Soros. Take all his assets away and George Bill Gates, who's buying up land like crazy. He wants to give us toxic crap for food. Why do we tolerate this? Because we're passive. One of the things that may be good about me is I'm not passive. I was a kid in middle school. I was like a skinny but very strong kid. They say, if you want to get in our gang, you got to go beat up that kid over there. And I'd have their little horn-rimmed glasses on. And they'd come over and they'd try to beat me up. And I'd get, boy, was that strong. I'd break their teeth and shove them right down their friggin' throat. Now you're in our gang. Yeah, well, I lost my front teeth. Eagle shoved my teeth down my throat. Well, now you're in our gang. You survived, Eagle. See, people need to realize if you don't have a backbone, you're going to suffer. And the problem with the Aussies, they were too passive. They put up with them taking away their guns. That's one of the next things that these bastards will do. They'll do all kinds of regulations to make sure you can't have this and that. They want to reintroduce, for example, getting rid of what we call assault rifles. Well, they did that between 1994 and 2004, and they proved it didn't do anything. Criminals like states that have strong gun laws, because that way the citizens can't shoot back at criminals. They love a state like
absolutely
Chicago.
True. An armed society is a polite society.
Yeah, actually, I remember one town that was nearby me in Georgia, and I remember actually having patients from over there in Georgia back in 87, 88. And in the town, it actually was a law in the town that everybody had to have an assault rifle and have it in plain view. They actually had to open carry.
Kennesaw, Georgia. Yep.
Yeah, I can't believe it. I love those people. And they came over, and I remember one guy, he came and had relatives over in Kennesaw, and he said, I looked up in the back of his pickup, and he had a big AK-47 with a 45-round clip in it. I said, what's that in your truck? He said, that's an AK-47, 45-round clip. And he said, safety's off. Well, what happens if anybody tries to cross me? They're going to be last thing to do before I arrange their appointment with see Jesus.
See, those are my favorite type of Americans. Those are the ones that the Washington elites and the California and New York scum, they always laugh at. They call flyover country. But that's the heartbeat of America.
They had, first
the
off,
good old boys who run this country.
You can go in a restaurant. You never worry about somebody assaulting you. You never worry about stuffing stolen off your shelves. You never worry about, you know, your wife walking into a parking garage and dying because she'd have a gun on her hands and she'd blow away some 200-pound, 250-pound guy when she's 140 pounds. No. This is bullshit. Non-lethal weapons too, but I don't care what the hell it is, as long as it can knock down the shit out of another person so they can't do anything to you. What we have right now is we tolerate bullshit. Why? Why do we do this? In armed society, if I had a rule, I'd say every child going through middle school has to learn how to operate a gun, proper safety rules, proper storage, and I'd give both lethal and non-lethal weapons and even stun guns. If I go out, I got a stun gun with me. So if somebody pisses me off, I don't have to fight with them. I just, they're shaking like hell because they're having a seizure. Okay? You got to realize, people, we have to do this legally with pro se litigant action. We have to do it with our weapons. We have to do it with our money. Our most powerful thing we have is money. Stop buying stuff from corporations that are putting the screws to us. How's that?
Amen. I've been saying that.
Work on it. Work on it, people. And, you know, it's our fault to put up with this shit. That's why it's like this. But finally, when the mama bears are waking up, that's why Virginia went over. Mama bears.
You could for supplement very soon.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best.
Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
Pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from Nutri. Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The bill's vital to President Biden's Build Back Better agenda. The $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill and the larger budget package are still up in the air despite efforts by progressives to push them to a vote. Senate Majority Leader and New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer sets a date for those bills to pass the Senate.
As the House prepares to move forward, The Senate continues to achieve progress in our goal of passing Build Back Better before Thanksgiving. That's our goal.
Republicans claim the Democrats are spending too much and that all that spending is only going to make things cost more for the average American. First-time claims for unemployment benefits fell to their lowest level in 20 months last week. The Labor Department reporting 269,000 Americans filing initial jobless claims. And you're listening to USA Radio News. There has yet to be a definitive determination as to where the SARS-CoV-2 virus originated. Some suggest it was transferred from bats to humans in a wet market in Wuhan, China, while others claim it came from the Wuhan Institute of Virology with the funding from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul tells Fox News there's no doubt in his mind where it originated from.
Most of the evidence now points towards that this pandemic that killed 5 million people around the world came from a lab in Wuhan. It came because they're doing experiments where they combine viruses and then they measure to see if they're more infective or more dangerous. Well, that was happening. The NIH has admitted it.
More than a dozen lawmakers are asking President Biden to rescind medals awarded following the Wounded Knee Massacre of 1890. Lawmakers wanting Biden to use his executive authority to strip the medals of honor. USA Radio News. Charleston, South Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
Muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline Biotin Plus and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday. And Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced video
medicine.
John, I'm playing a little clip here, but it says, like a bomb went off in my head. Pilot's career ends after horrific symptoms following the Pfizer shot, right? So I'm just playing this right now.
About 5 minutes away.
Yeah.
Like I said, that's the last thing I remember. I landed without incident. The guy that helps us on the ground pulled me out of the airplane and took me inside, me and the other guys. And that's kind of where I came to, was laying on our couch in our office, just shaking. Wondering what was happening. I went to my family doctor. This man has treated me since I was 2 years old. I've never even had the flu. No symptoms whatsoever my whole life. He diagnosed me with vertigo and a severe panic attack. I've never had a history of either of these. I told him I had just been vaccinated and it went in one ear and right out the other.
He's a full of shit doctor.
He prescribed me Meclizine for the vertigo and Xanax for the panic attacks and told me I should be completely better in 2 days. I was completely worse 2 days later. I found some specialists in Louisiana that specialize in inner ear troubles, especially in pilots and scuba divers. I went to them. They ran diagnostic testing on me, CT scan, MRI scan, lumbar punctures, all over the course of 2 days, and I guess the lumbar puncture did it because my reading was 3 times higher than what it's supposed to be. They said the only way that that could be, and along with the, let me back up a little bit, they diagnosed me with perilymphatic fistulas, which is a rupture in your inner ear, but both of mine ruptured at the exact same time. That only happens in car wrecks or major head traumas. I did not have that. So that's what led them to checking my spinal cord pressure, and it was three times higher than what it should have been. So that just, I mean, there can only be one thing, the adverse reaction to the Pfizer shot. I started taking medicine to reduce my intracranial pressure. I did that for a month. It continued to get worse. The next step is surgery. They did surgery on my left inner ear March 25th. For 6 weeks, couldn't do anything. I had to lay flat on my back. I have an 8-year-old son and a 3-year-old son. That's a hard thing to do with them.
This is pretty sad.
They didn't understand why that was happening. June 3rd, I had my second surgery on my right inner ear. Started 6 weeks over. The few baseball games I made it to, I had to watch from my truck.
Choking up.
When I got this shot, I was in the prime of my life. I've been working at the same flying service for 14 years. I have over 10,000 total hours, equivalent to what an airline pilot would have at the age of 50, and I'm 33. I wake up in an airplane and I almost go to bed. And I cannot do it anymore. I'm dizzy when I drive, when I walk. I've been told anytime I get upset or tired, exhausted, or hot from this point on, my brain is going to resort to the way it was before the injury.
Well, he needs my nutraceuticals.
It's just not going
to reduce brain inflammation, heal his brain, and restore his mitochondria and his astrocytes.
My career is over. Right as it was getting where I wanted it to be, I had built an incredible future for my family, and it is gone. Like that. Gone. I submitted an application with the CICP, the Countermeasures Injury Compensation Program, in April. I immediately started emailing both of my senators asking for help, for them to contact the CICP on my behalf. They have done that. I cannot thank them enough. But they are getting the same answer I'm getting. Your file is under review.
They don't want to connect them to the vaccine.
And they are responsible for helping all of us, and they are not. That's the exchange that these manufacturers got for being able to flood market with this vaccine immediately and so just so quickly was they were shielded from liability. So you can't turn to them. The government, my understanding is they accepted the responsibility to help us when they shielded these vaccine manufacturers. They are not helping us whatsoever. That program, the CICP, has had less than 500 claims submitted since it was started in 2009. It has paid out to 29 people in 12 years.
Wow.
Now, at my last check, they update their website every month. There was over 5,000 claims from this year.
Wow.
That program has 4 employees. They have no intentions of helping us whatsoever. And now they're mandating it to children. My children will never get this vaccine. You cannot be forced to take something by your government when your government will not stand behind you when it goes wrong. I am pro-vaccine.
Holy shit.
I went and got the vaccine as early as I possibly could. I still think some people need to get the vaccine. If you're older.
No, you don't. Stop that.
You know, not quite as healthy as you would like to be.
I don't want to hear that. That's enough of that. Let me jump over that. I don't want to hear any kind of comments like that by somebody who doesn't know.
A year of long-term studies on this, 1 year, that's crazy. I just cannot imagine educated people are making these decisions. It's something deeper than that.
It's called satanic. It's evil. It's genocide.
Logically.
It's the end of the human race. How's that?
Wake up, bud.
I have met some incredible people here. For that, I am grateful.
Okay.
But I can assure you we would rather be doing other things than standing in the rain.
John, I'm going to leave this picture up of this poor gentleman who was a flight for a crop buster. John, we're dealing with something that, you know, in the past, and you know I've had this issue, when I'm dealing with friends, relatives, other people, things they know better than Dr. Deagle.
Yes, sir.
Do you think that's a rational thing to think that somebody knows better than Dr. Deagle about something I'm an expert on?
Of course not.
Do you think it's suicidal, or it's actually what I call it a form of stupidicide, or domicitis?
Well, that's what it is.
Yeah, of course it is. Okay, now, I've actually told people, I said, if you've already taken the shots and you're already having some concern about this, and you plan on taking the booster shots, I will attend your funeral. Now, I'm not going to highlight and expand on that or anything, but I want to tell you right now, I've had a number of people, I've rescued them, and I said, now, if you're stupid enough to take the booster shots even under duress because you lose your job, screw you.
Yeah. Well, I actually had a similar experience 2 days ago. One of my neighbors, a very well-educated person, a psychologist with LA Unified School District and Cal State Los Angeles, and she told me that she took the shots and she was planning to take the booster shot. And I said, are you planning to die?
Oh, yeah. Well, let me just draw this out for you. Satan has decided with his minions of the Draco Reptilians and the Greys and all the other Nephilim, they're going to terminate the human race and terraform Earth. Their first plan is to go to transhumanism, which is to kill 90% of us off and make the rest of us basically functional fleshy cyborgs, like a fleshy robot for the globalists. They're going to control us with cell phones and chips inside our body and our blood system. So they control our consciousness and even our drive centers in our brain. If they want to, they'll even have lethal chips inside us, so if they hit the wrong frequency, they go boom, and you die. That's what I was told by the NSA. I said, when did that happen? He said, well, in the mid-70s, we went from the patch, you had to get another 72 hours, so you wouldn't get sick if you're working on classified projects. We put a lethal chip in you, and if we hit it with the wrong frequency, you die. It would give you a nanotechnology that would release that shit into your body. Really? That's since the 70s. We're talking about 50 years ago, people. These maniacs don't give a shit, and they're lying to you and telling you they're doing it for your good. No, they're doing it for your death. That's called healthcare, H-E-L-L-T-A.
So. My mind telling right. You it's very macho.
People are getting like that because their brain's on fire from the shots, that's why.
Yeah.
Big bad behavior amplified by frying their little frontal cortex. The biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%.
When you take PowerC Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. PowerC Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. PowerC Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well.
Revenue to create a parallel economy for the bride. We need to do this now because the globalists want to kill us all off and destroy our economies. They have only 2 bullets in their satanic scabbard, okay? Destroy our economy and collapse us with something like the attack on Taiwan, or 2, stack the genetics of our population, including our young people. If they can destroy our genetics by the mark of the beast injection of these toxic vaccines, they call them, and they aren't vaccines at all, they're genotoxic horror machines, and put some nanotechnology in our food, and put nanotech so that they can monitor our bodily functions using nanotech in a cell phone and so on. You understand they want to turn us all into functional cyborgs. And you think, well, you're making an update. You think you're so smart. I said, well, how would I prove to you that I'm so much smarter than you, that you're like a little bug compared to me intellectually? Now, I care about you because you're my brother and sister, but you got to realize, do you believe the lies of your school teacher, your pastor, your politician, and that's the reason why you're about to be annihilated. Now, it's becoming much more evident when they finally went after the children, and this guy McCullough finally said, we know better than you parents. We're going to teach them critical race theory and teach them the racism and all this other crap and weird sexuality. And I'm thinking, what the hell? Finally, the mama bears and papa bears woke up and said, oh, you're not taking our kids. I think this last event that started literally on Halloween, they're going to try to force vaccinate our kids, and even the United Nations has made a focus statement they're going to try to force vaccinate every child in the world. Every child in the world, starting off at 5 to 11, but then you read down to newborns. Why the hell would you vaccinate a newborn unless you want to fucking kill them? I have a grandson. He's now 6 months of age. He's a big boy. He's a full year size, even at 6 months of age, and he's a real cute little fella. His name is Kal-El. Actually, you know what that Kal-El is? That's the name of Superman. He has a little Superman outfit on this little fellow wears. Already, he's a character. He was by this morning with his dad. His dad taking time off work, so he's always around here in the mornings to visit us during the week. And people know, if they try to vaccinate my kid, I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him, but I'm not going to do it nicely. I'm not going to just terminate them. If I have my way, I'm going to set up a thing called spitball prisons all over the world, and we're going to torture these son of bitches for decades and centuries. Now, it's too kind to cut their head off or give them a lethal injection. That's way too kind. Because all they get is termination. Whew. Too nice. Too damn nice for me. Because they knew the horror of what we were going to do to them once we get their psoriasis. Because, you see, the violence of a righteous God is much more dangerous than the horror of a devil. You know that, right?
Oh, yes.
The violence of a righteous God, and we are his minions, his soldiers, is far more dangerous and violent than the horror of evil. Did you know that, people out there? They have majorly pissed off one of the most intelligent, inventive creatures, human beings on Earth. That's Dr. Bill Deagle. And I'm making non-lethal and lethal weapons that the human race has never seen before. And they're not missiles. They're not bullets. They're much more dangerous and much more advanced than that. And the first ones they're going to release free is not only the one to knock people down so they can't try to engage you. You'll knock them down, their own personnel, their tank, or their police car, or whatever, and they won't be able to do it. They'll defecate themselves and lose consciousness, like Joe Biden when he goes to this environmental meeting and goes unconscious. You got to understand here, people, we need to disengage from the world. We need to stop buying their stuff. We need to start having a separate system than their money system when it blow up. Why do you think they're trying to negotiate this budget? It's not to make things better. It's to spend so much money they blow up the dollar and cause inflation and make things so poor people can't afford to buy either eat or meat. Or heat. They won't be able to heat their homes or buy food or drive their kids to school or get clothes or buy any Christmas presents. And they want to make us so that we're the enemies of Russia or China. We're not the natural enemies. Putin's telling us to actually return to Christianity and the family. The Chinese went recently in their stupid communism toward a three-child family to realize we screwed up by doing this one-child policy bullshit that did for decades and destroyed female babies except in the rural areas of China. Even these freaking communists know that they won't tolerate kids playing video games all day long or people pretending they're girls anymore in China. You know, it's against the law in China to pretend you're a trans in China. Do you know that? They don't tolerate it. Here they want to enshrine it and tell you, hey, got an admiral that's a four-star, you know, first-training admiral. What bullshit? Putting a skirt on a guy that maybe had his testicles cut off doesn't make him a freaking woman. It's disgusting. It's ridiculous. And if you're offended by that, tough luck. Now, a lot of people are poisoned by the toxic poisons that made them feminized, and we can work on that. We can help heal their bodies. But how many people, once they've done the sex change operation, whether it's hormonal or surgical, commit suicide? The suicide rates are enormous. People have done the sex change garbage. We have to realize it's not a matter of trying to deal with a person that's got sexual confusion because of hormonal or toxic effects in their body. They want to destroy the family. The real goal is not to help the training person to realize what they are and make them feel good about themselves. It's to destroy the family. Destroy the mama and the papa and the baby bears. That's what this is all about. And that's when I see this poor pilot here saying that they damaged me and ruined my career and they won't get any financial help. Well, how is this guy going to survive? I don't know. I don't know what he's going to do. He's got vertigo all the time. He's on medications. He's only 33. He's less than half my age and his friggin' life is over. Now, if I get a hold of this man, I can give him nutraceuticals and regenerate his brain and his balance mechanisms of the brain and help him. And the technology I'm developing is going to regenerate people that have been damaged by the toxic vaccines or just aging in our toxic world with mineral deficiency and toxic foods and all the other crap. Aspartame and Splenda and toxic polypharmacy. I had one gentleman that called me the other day, he's 75. He's on 20 medications. He said, please help me, Deagle. Yeah, I'll help you. I'll get off of all the crap. I heard about you. I heard you're a miracle worker. Yeah, because I am. God doesn't do miracles to us. He does them through us. We are the ones that carry the wands of God's miracle glory. A wisdom, knowledge, and the power to do God's will through us to others to help others and bring glory. And the thing is, I don't want to buy a private island or an Airstream jet. I want to heal the population. Whatever deal I can make with the Orvax people to get this out for Russia, China, African or Indian people, I will do it to make sure that every person, every child, every adult can swallow an Orvax that contains my nutraceuticals so they get well and don't die of the coronavirus or have to take toxic, genotoxic vaccines that will destroy their fertility, their biology, and terminate them early or turn them into a cyborg. I have the manna. Take my manna. My first line of defense, my vaccine, pre and post, all my nutraceuticals to restore your health. Go to NutriMedical. The code is thanks. You'll save 7%. Get a free consult. They don't charge for it. You know why? Because God gave it to me the knowledge free. So why would I charge you $600 an hour, what you used to years ago? Free. F-R-E-E. Doctors and patients. I'll treat you anywhere. In fact, I'm also setting up a professional account system, first for EduCap. But eventually, once we get busy enough, I want to do it for all my nutraceuticals. So I'll have professionals that will get some revenue back to keep help their practices if they just order through me. If they want help with the consults, and I integrate with surgery, medicine, and advanced care. I'm a surgeon. I'm a trauma doctor. I'm a burn doctor. I'm a research scientist. I'll combine it with advanced conventional medicine as well as nutraceutical and technological medicine. I'm not just, quote, a naturopath. I'm much, much more than that. And God's given me, like my ancient ancestor Moses, remember all the doctors and the ancient generals were themselves physicians. You know, you had to treat the people on the battlefield with the generals. Moses would make Oremus, gold, to help heal his people, and special salves to heal their wounds in battle. You know, all the generals in ancient Israel and Egypt, they all were doctors. You know that every single general was also a physician? Did you know that?
Yes.
People don't know that. Are these generals physicians that treat their troops that have been injured? No. Do they put armored personnel carry, like, you know, depleted uranium plates in their armored personnel carriers and wouldn't blow their legs off when they hit an IED? No. Do they give them level 3 body armor or just level 1, which will only stop a 22 caliber bullet, but not a high caliber weapon that will rip their arm or leg off? No. Do you know why? Because they don't give a shit. They don't know the difference, but I've been a trauma doctor for military and troops for almost 5 decades. There's nobody like me around, and nobody with enough balls to tell the truth. 2% of doctors have the brains to do what I do, and 1 in 1 million will actually do, they actually have the intellectual and spiritual cojones. I hope to wake up more doctors, because now is wake-up day. We passed the middle of the tribulation last November, and now we're in it. The people need to separate themselves from the beast. They need to realize that the time of manna is here. Repent. Our God is God. He's going to save us, and he needs to save our children. Don't let your children go to school and get vaccinated, for God's sake. If you do, don't cry because they're sterile or you have to go attend their funeral because they have died of heart failure, like that poor father that put his child through the vaccines and he died of heart failure. Wake up! I want to bitch slap you, the stupidity out of you. I don't want you to die of stupidicide or dumbicitis. And you think you know more than me? On or off air, confront me and face the music. It's going to be ugly and it will leave an intellectual mark on your soul forever. It'll save your ass. I'm here, a firefighter from heaven, to save your ass from your own stupidity. Don't think you can win against me. You can't. Not possible.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. For the whole family. Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Like NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.